But we have reached this agreement, tentative agreement with Swift Mud, on a minimum flow level for the Lower Hillsborough River that will protect and preserve the Lower Hillsborough for generations to come. Today is a great day for the environment, isn't it?
When fully implemented, the plan calls for a minimum daily flow of 13 million gallons of fresh water, taking water from the Tampa Bypass Canal and Sulphur Springs and adding it to the Lower River. Later, a new pipe will be built from the Tampa Bypass Canal to the river to save water lost to leaks in the system. The total cost will be around $46 million. That will be split between the South Water Management District, also known as Swift Mud, and the City of Tampa. The mayor said the agreement requires the city to have to comply with the minimum flow by 2017, but she says the public will see results much sooner than that.
Because of the initiative on the part of Swift Mud, the minimum flow will be met in 3 years. Isn't that great for the river? And so I think Swift Mud deserves a lot of credit for this.
John Ovink is with Friends of the River. The group was formed 7.5 years ago after Tampa and Swift Mud said that 6 million gallons per day of fresh water was enough to keep the Lower River healthy. Friends of the River disagreed.
So we talked to then-Mayor Dick Greco, who wasn't interested, and we talked to several members of City Council who said, well, yes, it's an interesting river, but what can we do with it, et cetera, and so nothing was happening. And we talked to County Commission, and nobody was interested. We went to the EPC, and they said, well, we're kind of powerless. So we set at the steps of County Commission building, and we kind of looked at each other, and we said, well, guys, what are we going to do?
Friends of the River ultimately decide on filing an administrative law challenge to have a judge determine if the water needed a higher water flow. Out of that came an agreement to have Swift Mud conduct a 5-year study to come up with a new minimum flow. Oving says the agreement is good news for fish and other wildlife in the river.
Fish have a chance to spawn there, plants will start to grow, and wildlife will come, and that will benefit the entire river. Right. Because many species can live in slightly salty water, but they need fresh water to spawn.
Phil Compton is another founding member of Friends of the River. He said there were times during the past 7 years when he thought this day would never come.
Really what happened, though, is that thousands and thousands of people in this community found out that the river can be restored. It is an important part of our whole community, for not just Tampa, but the whole region. And they expressed themselves. So as more and more people spoke out, the mayor and Swift Mud became more responsive to the points that we were making, because thousands of people were making the same points. Once they learned that, hey, there's a dam and there isn't any water flowing down the river most of every year, and that's really screwed up the fishing and the wildlife and the river ecology in general, and we think we should do something about that.
Earlier this month, the Tampa City Council authorized a rate increase for all Tampa citizens that will ultimately double the amount people are paying for water. Part of those increased fees will pay the 50% of the total cost of the project, including a transmission pipeline for Tampa Bay Water's existing transfers of water from the Tampa Bypass Canal to the river. Friends of the River's Phil Compton says that keeping the Hillsborough River clean will still take considerable effort.
You know, the river is treated like a conveniently located drainage ditch here in Tampa. A third of the city drains into the river every time it rains, and it brings with it all the dirt and filth that's on our streets. It doesn't have to be that way. Our neighbors in places like Temple Terrace have done a heck of a lot more than Tampa has done. This mayor has taken the first steps and is doing work, but it's a big job and it's going to take years to get it done. But there's things that we can all do to minimize the amount of stormwater pollution, like not fertilizing those of us who live along the river, not using fertilizer on lawns that where it's going to flow into the river. That puts a lot of nitrogen into the river. That causes algae to grow, and that kills fish.
And Compton says that because the new minimum flow will begin on New Year's Day, Friends of the River will hold a big party at Rowett Park on the Saturday after New Year's.
It's the turning point for making our Bay Area a lot better place to live.